let's talk some Flames prospects, because there's some there's some good things happening that perhaps not a lot of Flames fans acutely aware of with some of the guys who have been most recently drafted. Let's start with your buddy Emilio Pettersson, sixth round pick in the last draft in June, and now playing in his first year at the University of Denver. How is he playing? Because it looks like the numbers are pretty good.
The numbers are good. He's got 14 points in 12 games so far, and he's got a pair of games this weekend before he leaves for Germany. So he's going to be playing in the Division A World Junior Championship. It's in Germany. I forget which city it's in, but he'll be quickly departing for Europe right after he plays these two games this weekend to go and play for Norway. So if Norway wins this tournament, they move back into the World Junior Championship, the main tournament next year. So there's a lot of pressure on them, and he will likely be their leading scorer at the tournament, I would guess. When he played the U18 tournament, the Division A1 last year, he had 12 points in 5 games. So very much a key cog for them as a country. But he's playing really, really well at the University of Denver. He's on the top line, and hasn't been moved once since he started there. As a freshman, that's a pretty big accomplishment, and he's tied for the team league in scoring. So he's playing with another freshman, but he's also playing with a senior, and I will definitely screw up this poor young man's last name. It's Jared Lukosevekis. He's
not
23
bad,
years old. I think that's how you pronounce it.
You know, I wouldn't. You nobody would. Answer. Nobody would have known. Like you could have just rolled with it. And nobody would have known. They'd been like, "Oh yeah, that guy." Like nobody would have actually known.
Well, it didn't. It didn't sound smooth. Lukosevekis doesn't roll off the tongue particularly well. But he's. They have the one senior on the line, and who Emilio is tied with for the team lead in scoring. So a very young group there in Denver, and he's leading the charge with that freshman group, which is really good to see if you're a Flames fan.
And he's the thing about him is we're talking about him going to play in the Division A World Juniors, which is the level right below the top level that Canada and the United States and Sweden, so on and so forth, play in. But he's been over in North America for a while. This is his first year at Denver, but he's got a couple of years playing USHL under his belt too, right?
Yeah, so he moved here at a really young age because Norway doesn't have the kind of minor hockey infrastructure that a country like Sweden or Finland would have. So for him to advance and be able to really grow his game, he needed to come to North America. So he played in a prep school for a couple of years before he moved to the USHL. He put up tremendous numbers at this prep school. It's off the top of my head, it's the South Kent School selects the team.
Okay.
So he put up a ton of numbers there before moving on into the USHL. He put up decent numbers in the USHL, but you've really seen his game grow at Denver. He's getting plenty of opportunities there, and he didn't have to adjust to the culture like some players coming over. So it was an immediate fit there in Denver from that perspective.